A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. And during the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt?" And after this they got in the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesareth. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country, and people brought him all who were sick and begged that they may touch only the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember when you were a child and frightened by things that go bump in the night? Your parents might have come in and looked under the bed with you or in a closet and said, "Nothing's there." Now as adults, we have other storms that can disturb our peace. What frightens you? What are your ghosts and thumps in the night? What do you do when you are frightened? Today's gospel has the disciples crying out in fear. Disciples includes us. Christ says, "Take courage, do not be afraid, it is I." There is an inherent promise to be with us in our storms. Sometimes we are like Peter, thinking we can do it alone, but then we sink and need a hand. When we are frightened by events, do we allow others to help us? Do we let them know we are in need? Some of us go into our rooms and hide, or into ourselves. Are we willing to see the hand of God pulling us up through others? The people of Gennesareth knew the healing power of the Lord. There's a sense of being Passover from fear to trust in this gospel. And the people of Gennesareth brought their sick and suffering to Jesus. Can we? Can we do that with others we trust and love? Today, may we recognize the hands of outreach that are needed for those who are afraid. And those hands we can offer, so that we too may pass over to the side of trust in God and healing.